This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 530, and today we're going to be going over 15 questions to know yourself better. So we really think we know ourselves. I mean, we should. We are ourselves. But how well do you really know yourself? I mean, probably not as well as you think, at least in my experience with clients that come to me. They think they, and it's not because of intelligence, it's just because of awareness, or a lot of it is awareness. But one of the best ways to learn about something is to ask questions, right? When we were in school learning, we would ask questions, and then when we got the answer, we would apply it and we would learn. So this method is especially convenient in this situation about knowing yourself, because you don't have to go looking for an expert to answer your questions. Although a coach can help reflect, rephrase, and shift perspective on it. But realistically, if you take time with these questions, you really don't need to go to an expert, although a coach can help tremendously. You can answer these questions for yourself, because actually they're about you. So why would you want to know more about yourself? I mean, this is, some people are just happy. You know, they say ignorance is bliss. But what's really important is that you can find a lot about yourself for improvement. There are many benefits, including greater satisfaction with your life. When you know what makes you tick, you know what to release, and you know what to keep. And as they say, the truth will set you free. So use these questions, the ones we're about to go over, to learn more about yourself and live a more meaningful and happier life. And these questions are on my site, warriormindcoach.com. But as you're listening to these, you know, think about them, answer them. I'm going to walk through these with you. But what it would be great is if you go to the site and take the show notes, put them down, and start to reflect on it. What would be even more fantastic, ask for a coach for help, whether it's me or someone else. So let's get to it. You know, what are the mistakes? So this is, you're asking yourself this question. What are the mistakes I continue to make, and why? You know, it's surprising how successful you can be without doing anything spectacular, provided you avoid repeating mistakes, right? If you make a mistake once and learn from it and move on, that's great. But if you repeat it, we may not know why. And there may be some, those mistakes will hold us back from our future success. Number two, how do I distract myself? Knowing how you distract yourself can make you more aware of when you're distracting yourself. Sounds good, right? But you can also take steps to avoid your distractions if you identify them. For instance, maybe you look at your phone every 2 minutes on Instagram or Facebook, and those are how you distract, and you know that, then you can put the phone someplace else or turn it upside down. What are my goals for the next month? Great one, right? When you know your goals, you can effectively plan your day and ensure that you're making progress. If you don't know what your goals are, you'll kind of randomly go through the day and go through the week. What are my goals for the next 10 years? Now, I love 10-year, 5 and 10-year plan, and I also like a 1-year plan with this too. So know your 10-year goal. You need to think about your life and what you want. You want to know who you want to be as a person. You want to know your lifestyle. To achieve a long-term goal, it's essential to mold your life around it. So, you know, what are your goals for the next 10 years? Most people don't even know what their goals are for the next 10 minutes, but knowing them for the next 10 years can help you set a course for that destination. What do I like about my life? answering this question makes you think about the good things in your life. It's always makes us grateful and allows you to attract more of those good things. And think about it. I mean, there are a ton of good things that are happening in everybody's life. If you're listening to this, you can hear. So the good things are you can hear. But even more deeply, if you have a job that you're able to pay your bills, if you're in a loving relationship, all those things that you could like about your life, just start, you know, going through a list on them. What do I dislike about your life? Just like we have likes, we do have dislikes. And usually if we can identify our dislikes, we can turn that 180 degrees and identify what we would like instead. So knowing what you don't like puts you in a position to consider how to make your life better. What would I do if I weren't afraid? Now, this is a very old question, or a question that's been used a lot. But when you really think about it, you'll learn what it is you really want to do by asking yourself this question. And often we don't answer it correctly because we still have that fear in our unconscious. But if you weren't afraid, what would you attempt? What would you do? What would you go after? What are the common characteristics of the last three people I dated? So if you didn't date, what are the common characteristics of my last three friends? You know, what is your type? Is that a good type or bad type for you? What do you want to look out for in your next partner? And again, if you're really happy in your relationship, awesome. That's one of the things you can be grateful for in your life. But you could also look at your friends. What friends did you like to keep around? What friends do you want to release? Same question, different perspective. What would I change about my job? I have a lot of clients coming to me about dissatisfaction in their job, and in reality, it's dissatisfaction within themselves. But what do you like and dislike about your job? What can you do to make your job better? Yes, you make your job better. Do you need to find a new position? Often that isn't the case. Most of the time I have found that it's what do you have to change about your job is your participation in it, your view of it, your perception of it can change it. But still, we want to get this to a list, right? So what would I change about my job? Make that list out there. When I was a child, what did I want to do when I grew up? This is, you know, a question. Hey, little Johnny, what do you do? What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a fireman. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a doctor. But there is a point in time when you really started to focus on what you wanted to be and what you wanted to do. So have you lost sight of what mattered to you when you were younger? Could your earliest plans still be relevant for your life right now? This is important because we give up on some of these plans and then we settle for. And in life is too short. We don't have to settle for anything. So when you think back on what you wanted to do as a child, consider, is that still possible? If not, where's that limiting belief coming from? What activity or subject makes me lose track of time while I'm doing it? This is your bliss. Joseph Campbell talks about following your bliss. These are the activities you love to do. If you could turn one of these activities into a career, you'd probably enjoy your life more. Now, some of these, and this is what I also help my clients with, it may not be the exact thing. Like if you like stamp collecting, that might not be the career, but there's aspects of that that can help you decide what that career is. But really, one of the things is, as we progress in life, we tend to let go or release unconsciously the things that we really, really enjoy, the blissful things. So think back on what are things that you'd like to do, and then when was the last time you did them? I had a client that said that they love to go for a bike ride, but they hadn't been for one in the year. They realized they haven't been on a bike, not a motorcycle, but a bicycle. They haven't been on their bicycle for a year. They took it out of the garage, filled up the air tires, and went on, and they were happy as can be. So look at the activities that make you happy. When was the last time you did them? Start to do them, and even perhaps think about how you can make a career out of them. If I gave myself advice, what would it be? And often, what I like to ask clients is, if your older self could give your younger self advice, what would that be? So you can imagine someone just like yourself with the same life. What would you tell them to do? The real trick here is getting yourself to follow that advice. So if somebody came to you, and let's say you had a problem or a challenge with your career, you didn't like your boss, and you had somebody come to you and said, "I don't like my boss," what advice would you give them? Which is effectively giving yourself the advice. Then make sure you follow through with that same advice. Number 13, what have I never done but would love to try? You could think of this as a bucket list. You could think of this as a lot of things, but this is a great way to add a little spice to your life. You eventually regret not trying the things that interest you. It could be climbing a mountain. It could be rock climbing. It could be taking a cruise. It could be learning another language. What are those things that you're just not doing that you've always wanted to try? Do that. These are questions that you can ask that are really going to help you get to know yourself that much better. What characteristics do I believe I lack but would love to have? You can look at this as you're watching a movie or reading a book or a TV show, and you have characters in there that you go, "Man, that's a great guy. That's a great lady. What, boy, that's powerful." What are those characteristics? Because we usually see in others what we are lacking or denying in ourselves. So we see somebody who's powerful and a leader. We may not be that leader ourselves, but we have that tendency inside. So when we can find those things that we admire in others, that's a reflection that we have that in ourselves. So whom do you admire and why? How would your life be different if you had these same characteristics, not just had them, but also embraced them? And the fifth one, what do I worry about? Well, that's probably a very long list given the current conditions that we're living in. However, what are the sources and stress and concerns in your life? What does this say about your life and yourself? And what can you do to reduce the anxiety in your life? If you spend all your time watching the news about health, about the economy, about riots, about whatever, what does that say about you? Because if that keeps you up at night, if that's your main focus of conversation, what is focusing on these things out of your control? What does that say about you? And then how can you reduce those so you can start to enjoy life that much more? So there it is. The more you know about yourself, the better you're able to manage yourself, right? And discovering more about yourself also clarifies how you can bring greater joy and fulfillment into your life. If you haven't made an effort to study yourself, you don't know as much about yourself as you could. This is so, so true. And getting to know yourself better can pay big dividends, because it can help you create the life you want. It can help you walk the path that you want. It can help you in so many areas of your life. To find out more about getting to know yourself better, the show notes again go to warriormindcoach.com for more information, more articles, more blog posts. And please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.